Good evening. The time is 8 p.m.
QST, QST, QST. Calling all radio amateurs. This is K1RA, Kilo 1 Radio Amateur. Activating the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association Wednesday Night Net. This net is held at 8 p.m. every Wednesday night, local time, on this W4VA repeater located in Warrenton, Virginia. My name is Andy, and I am located in Warrenton, Virginia. I'll be running the net via the Internet All-Star link. Hopefully, you can all hear my audio fine. I am looking for a backup net control operator. So for those who may be interested in shadowing me, I will ask for call signs momentarily. This repeater is owned and operated by the Fauquier Amateur Radio Association and uses a PL tone of 167.9 Hz for access. Anyone listening would like additional information about our repeater, the nets, or club, please visit our website at w4va.org. The purpose of this net is to provide a forum for all licensed hams, our members or not, for general discussion and Q&A regarding topics such as operating procedures, communications, modes, activities, radios, antennas, computer software, and other similar information related to the amateur radio hobby. We also welcome short announcements regarding ham-related equipment, whether it be wanted to buy or sell. Also, if you are a member of FARA, please consider using the club's groups.io forum to post full details of your items. Again, I am looking for anyone who would like to back up this net control operator this evening. The purpose of a backup net control operator is simply to write down call signs in the event that I am unable to come back to the microphone. You can choose to write down the call signs as they are given out by stations and or as I announce them back over the repeater. Do we have anybody on the air tonight who would like to serve as a backup control operator? Please give me your call now. Okay, hearing none, I will hopefully be able to run for the duration. We do have a few announcements, and I will go through them now. Let's see, upcoming in the month of September, we're at the end of the month of August here, so coming up September 14th is the second Thursday of the month. The FARA Club will hold its monthly meeting, which is located at the PATH Foundation Building in Warrenton, Virginia. It is also accessible via WebEx. On September 16th, there is a volunteer examiner's test being provided at 9:30 a.m. And at the end of the month, the last Saturday of September, the 30th at 8 a.m. at the Bistro on the Hill in Warrenton at the hospital, we have our monthly breakfast. More detailed information about these events can be found at our website, w4va.org. Let's see. Next on the list, the only other announcement I have, or maybe topic of discussion, if you've been on Groups IO and a member of FARA, the board has decided to resurrect what we called the roving club station. If you have seen the forum, you can read about it there. But in general, in the past, we have solicited FARA members, usually members who have been licensed 4 or 5 years or more, to host a select few new hams or new members, RSVP only, at their station locations, a fixed location, at a portable location, or even a mobile location. Essentially, this would allow participating stations to share their interest in a facet of the hobby, answer questions, and potentially give visitors a chance to experience ham radio firsthand by getting them on the air under some sort of seasoned supervision. In the past, we've done this once a month, and the sponsoring station would just set a date, time, and place of their liking and solicit interest via the club email for, again, an RSVP only event. This would allow the station owner to set and limit the event to an appropriate number of individuals. We would like to have, FARA would like to make the W4VA call sign available once a month to these sponsoring stations if they wish to use on the air if so desired. As mentioned, I am looking to collect members who are interested in participating as roving club station sponsors. I've had several emails through the group's IO forum. If you have not seen the notice, please look there and follow up, or you may email me directly at k1ra@k1ra.us, United States. Okay, that's it for announcements for me. Is there anyone else on the net tonight who has any announcements that might be applicable to those listening? Please give me your call sign now. This is K1RA. Okay, hearing no further announcements, we usually take a round of check-ins. I invite any EchoLink or internet-connected stations to please call in first. This is K1RA. Go ahead. Okay, hearing no internet-connected stations, I will look for any mobile stations. Any mobile stations only, call now. This is K1RA.
Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Golf Charlie Mobile. Pete.
KA4, JTR, Jimmy.
Okay, very good. Net Control recognizes KO4EGC, Pete. AA4JTR, Jimmy. Both mobile stations. One last call. Any other mobile stations, call now. Okay, hearing none, we'll just take a round of general check-ins. Anyone else wishing to check into the Wednesday night nut, please call K1RA now.
K1HTV. K3ATR, no comment.
AA1RB. Zulu Hotel. Far with no comment.
Okay, I acknowledge K1HTV, K3ATR, no comment, AA1RB, AM40ZH, and K3FR, no comment. Are there any other further check-ins for the net tonight? Please call now.
KN4QXD, no comment.
Acknowledge KN4QXD with no comment. One last call for check-ins, and then we'll pick it up again at the end of this list. Any other calls for the net tonight? Please call K1RA now. Okay, hearing none, we'll go back to the top of the list. We have KO4EGC. Pete, good evening. Please give us your comments for the net tonight, what you've been doing in the hobby, and what you might be interested in doing in the hobby. Over.
Recently, I've just been getting my station back together in the house. So I have a small 2-meter, 70-centimeter station that I've been working on. And I've been getting an antenna set up and a few different things there. I have my mobile station, of course, in the car, and then working on trying to decide on a small QRP rig that is reasonably priced and preferably not from China, maybe from Japan like an ICOM. Other than that, it's been a pretty slow week. I've been playing with the SDR, and nothing really new to report. Good to hear everybody on the net tonight. KO4EGC, clear.
Okay, Pete, thanks very much. Well, good luck getting the 2-meter, 70-centimeter antenna station set up there at the house. And very good on looking for a QRP transceiver. Anybody has some recommendations, please chime in for Pete. I've used some homebrew in the past, but I think if you're looking for something commercial, you might find something on the used market. Several hams, including myself, have used the FT817 by Yaesu ham, and an oldie but goodie, a 5-watt QRP radio, all mode, AM/FM, sideband CW, covering 160 meters through 70 centimeters. Battery powered or can be run off external 12 volts. So you might consider Googling that and checking some of the various online for sale forums. Jimmy, KA4JTR, saw you at the breakfast this past Saturday. Looking forward to getting an email from you so we can get you set up on my online web accessible SDR. Welcome to the hobby. I know you're newly licensed. What are you interested in doing? Over to you.
Well, right now I'm just getting my mobile setup all squared away and getting accustomed to the functions of that and how all that works. breakfast was good. It was nice seeing you guys. And like I said, I'm just trying to get my feet wet and get comfortable with the lingo, the jargon, and more time I can spend on the air. And hopefully keep myself squared away, the better. Everybody's been real helpful, and appreciate all that with getting me accustomed to what needs to be going on here in the amateur world. I did have an opportunity to check out your website last night, actually, and I jumped on there and saw that SDR, that waterfall set up, and played with that for a little bit, and that was really cool. I did not send you an email yet, so I will get to that. Other than that, I just want to stay involved is all. I'm looking for the next club meeting, and go from there. Back to the net. KA4JTR.
Okay, Jimmy, really good. Well, yeah, definitely give me an email. The SDR that you probably found online is the public-facing worldwide setup, and that's a little bit more limited in the way I have it configured. And I have a private one set up for my own personal use that I also share with FARA members only. That's a little bit more feature-filled, a little bit nicer waterfall, and no timeout limits. So give me an email when you get a chance. And again, welcome to the K1HTV. Over to you, Dad. How you doing? K1RA.
Andy, K1RA, K1HTV. I'm on 6 meters now, listening for 3B9FJ in Rodriguez Island on 6 meter moon bounce. Heard a very small trace from yesterday, but it's tough. He's having problems with noise looking across the city where he has his 6 meter nine element Yagi pointed, so he's spaced with QR Nancy and about 10 dB more than he needs, so he's not hearing too well, which is unfortunate. It cost him a fortune to get across to Rodriguez Island for this EMED expedition, but I heard him, as I said, I saw a very brief trace of him yesterday, but today's another day. Other than that, just working a little bit of DX this evening to Japan and China on 15, pretty good on 15, and some tropo this morning. I copied a station in Florida on 2 meter tropo as the hurricane was coming up, and then 4 X-ray, I believe, is the call. Copied him, didn't realize he was on in Florida. I just quickly looked at it. I thought it was EM98. Turned out to be EL98 Florida, so I should have swung the beam down and called him, but I didn't, so. You snooze, you lose. Back to net control, K1HTV.
Okay, Dad, very good. Well, thanks for the report. Good luck with the 6 meter EME. I'm trying to work Lance. For those that don't know, the location that my dad's referring to is in the Indian Ocean, island in the Indian Ocean. It's east of Madagascar and southeast of India. So good luck with that. Okay, on the 2 meter tropo opening to Florida this morning. For those interested in weak signal VHF, be it 2 meters, 1.25 meters, 70 centimeters and up, there is a tropo prediction site known as Hepburn, and appears that Friday morning, Saturday morning, Sunday morning, Monday morning, and Tuesday mornings, Hepburn is predicting some enhanced conditions. Some up and down the coast from Canada all the way down to Florida, including Virginia. So you might hear some, even on the FM bands, FM 2 meters, potentially some of the repeater frequencies, as well as potentially some openings out to the Midwest. Those who have been listening to the repeater and my dad talking over the last week or two, it's an unusually early start to the 2 meter tropo enhancement. K3ATR was no comment. AA1RB, Reed, how are you doing? What do you got to say about your fun in the hobby this week? Over.
Good evening, Andy. AA1RB. So I took, I believe, K1HTV's advice about signing up for a CW course, so I went on the internet and got on the CW Ops site and signed up. They put me on a waiting list, and just a couple of days ago I learned that enough people have dropped off, so that I am in the next class, which starts the first week in September. So I'm excited about that. I have made some unsuccessful attempts in the past to try to learn CW, but this course promises to help me get over that mental barrier, I guess. They're pretty stringent about, or at least they say they're stringent about expecting you to practice at least 1 hour a day. So I think I have at least an hour a day since I'm retired to do that. So it's an 8-week course, so so I'll let you know how that goes. So I'll say good evening, 73 to everybody, AA1RB, back to the net.
Okay, Reed, good deal. Yeah, that CW Ops course, I know at least one of our FARA members, Kevin, before RKU, has gone through it, a college friend of mine, Oliver. P3FA has gone through it. Both speak very, very highly of it. Yes, they do require you to practice outside of class time, but being able to get on Skype or on the Internet with a group of folks and can encourage each other, hopefully, is the way to go, and I hope that works well for you. It's great on being able to start first week of September. I hear you on the CW bands soon, high speed. Gil, KM4OZH, how are you doing tonight? What do you got to say from K1RA?
K1RA, this is KM4OZH. Well, good to hear you in there, Andy, and good evening to everybody on the net. I'm kind of tinkering with the same old stuff. I'm prepping for the September VHF contest, and I've been playing a little FT8 with my mobile gear. It's not on the car, but it's in the same configuration it would be if it was on the car. And last night I decoded three different times, decoded Cuba. So I don't know whether the hurricane had something to do with that, or whether the hurricane made it so that I couldn't complete. There was several other local stations, and we all heard him, and so we were a little bit competition with each other. But I don't think any of us at that point made a successful contact. So it may be, but you know, that was exciting there, and. So yeah, I'm just working on my trying to finish up my fully automated antenna connections system, and just to make that all easier. So nothing new there. I've talked about that before. That's about all I got for this evening. This is KM4OZH. Back to net.
Okay, Gail, very good. Well, good luck on working Cuba next time, I guess. Good to be able to decode it. It's always exciting to pick up some good DX, and I am very much looking forward to seeing either in person or via some photos your new auto antenna switching system, and controlled from the radio or N1MM logger. You know, you spoke a little bit about it at the breakfast, and you've had your son working the Arduino microcontroller coding aspect of the project while you deal with some of the mechanics and electrical wiring. So great teamwork. I'm really hoping that helps you expedite band hopping during the upcoming VHF contest and work many QSOs. Well, let's see, we had Ron K3FR, who was no comment, and we had KN4QXD, also no comment, which brings us to the bottom of the list. I'll ask, are there any new check-ins only for the Wednesday night net? Please call K1RA now.
This is KZ4TWB.
This is Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Bravo Echo.
W8BT, no comment.
Okay, very good. Net recognizes KZ4TWB, KQ4GBE, and W8BT. Travis, no comment. Thanks for checking it. I believe it's Tim, KZ4TWB, new FARA member. How are you doing tonight, and what's going on with you in the hobby? Go ahead.
KV4TWB. I am right now messing around with a N5
Fed and Pedicat purchased off at ARRL. So I'm playing around with that. I'm also messing around with setting up wires because I have the HR200 wires controller, so I'm playing around with that, and I'm trying to learn a lot of things with antennas because I'm really interested in antenna theory. But that's pretty much what I got now, so back to that.
Okay, Tim, very good. Well, I wish you luck with the NFED. That's what I'm currently running now at the house. I was actually gifted a 49-to-1 Balun to use on the end of the antenna to help match it to my radio. That's been running now for several weeks, mainly for receive and reception on my web-accessible SDRs, but nice to know that the antenna would be resonant on most of the amateur bands and used without a tuner. So please keep us posted on your adventures in antenna building, and good luck. I believe I got the call, Kilo Quebec 4 Golf Bravo Echo. Please introduce yourself. I don't think I have your name. And what are you interested in the hobby? Over.
Sure. This is KQ4GVE. This is Scott in Roundtail, Virginia. About a week ago, my family was giving me a hard time because all of my radios were down in the workshop in the basement. So last weekend, I think it was, I ended up moving all my fixed stations up to my home office. So it's nice to be above ground on the radio, at least for now. And earlier this spring, 10 meters was just kind of on fire, and I was having great success on 10 meters. But lately, well, I guess the last month or so, I'm not sure if maybe just the conditions have been bad or if anybody else has been more successful. So I just want to throw that question out there.
Yeah, sure, Scott. Good question, and great on getting the basement shack moved up to the home office and having maybe the station a little bit more accessible throughout the day. And allowing you to get on the air a little bit more often. Yeah, I'll let others comment as well if they have any other comments. But in general, the HF bands tend to be, especially 10 meters, more depressed during the summer months due to the way that the Earth is angled towards the sun and what's called D-layer absorption. If you've studied, I'm not sure if you've had your general yet or studied some of the various ionospheric layers, D-layer, E-layer, F-layer. But it turns out that it's, even though the solar flux may be high, and if you haven't used the resource, please check out SolarHam, SolarHam.net. That website is a kind of nice all-in-one, giving you a view of the sun, present some information about the ionospheric layers I just referred to, and the absorption and whether or not attenuation is happening at certain times during the day. But anyhow, as we're getting a little bit closer to the fall and winter seasons, you should expect to see the 10-meter conditions increase. But it's just naturally a natural phenomenon where usually during the late spring, definitely during the summer months, you can expect a long haul, a long skip propagation to kind of subside. But that doesn't mean that the 10 meters doesn't open. The E layer tends to provide what we call E-skip during the summer months. Tends to be very abundant. But that propagation is usually only out, say, 500 to 1,500 miles on single hop. And if you get double hop E-skip, you can get out to about 3,000 miles to the West Coast. So on the SDR, I like to listen to the 11-meter band, the CB band, kind of watch the waterfall display. And when I see the waterfall light up red, I know that there's some E-skip going on, and probably 10 meters is open as well. But anyway, hopefully that answers your question. Any other questions? Back to you, Scott.
Thank you for GB. Yeah, I appreciate the feedback on that for sure. I was just wasn't sure if, maybe with my antenna, I thought the conditions were good. But that definitely answers my question. And I'm looking forward to taking my general exam probably in about 3 weeks' time, and because 40 meters, I'm getting all kinds of stuff. I'm just itching to transmit. KQ4GVE, back to you.
Hey, Scott. Well, good luck trying to upgrade. You definitely picked a good time to get into the hobby with the solar flux increasing and the solar cycle coming to its peak probably in the next 9 to 18 months. That'll be a great time to be on HF, especially those higher bands, 15, 12, 10 meters, really good bands. 40 meters, usually good at night. But definitely it's a lot of fun during the day when the higher bands are open. Let's see, we had Travis, W8BT. Thanks for checking in. No comment. And we're down to the bottom of the net. And I'll take one more call for any new check-ins only. Any new check-ins only for the Wednesday night net. Please call K1RA now. Okay, hearing none. Do we have any other rechecks or final comments? Please call K1RA.
W8BT.
Hey, Travis, W8BT. What's up?
Hey, good evening, Andy. On the net. I wasn't going to make a comment, but you mentioned your FDR and the 49-1 balance. I will say, Saturday night, that worked quite well to receive Wolverine Radio, which I think is upstate New York. I know I sent you the SFTV image at the end, but it's working quite well since still working on the K3 at the moment. Just wanted to thank you for the use of the SDR. It works quite nice, even via an Android phone. I think that's about it. This is W8BT back to that.
Okay, Travis. Well, thanks for sending that SSTV, which for those new to the hobby, slow scan television, which can be sent over HF. Usually just a static picture. It takes a period of time to send, but I did get that screenshot. And I don't know that you sent me the frequency that Wolverine Radio was on when you copied that. Could you do you know off the top of your head again, Travis? Go ahead.
I think he was on 68. 95 or maybe 68, 65, just below the 40 meter band. I don't remember the exact frequency. I can check my email and let you know. W8BT.
Okay, yeah, I was just looking for the rough band. So just under our 40 meter, under our 7 megahertz 40 meter band, 6800 kilohertz. Okay, great. Well, thanks again for checking in, and always welcome to use the SDR and. And that's the private SDR I've made available to FARA members. So, and people interested in the club who haven't seen that access information, please email me, k1ra@k1ra.us. Hearing no other final check-ins or comments, I'll just follow up that it was good to see folks at the breakfast. We had a good turnout last Saturday. And thanks to those who followed Gordon K7TRB and myself over to his house. Right here in town, Gordon's been meaning to take a hex beam off his porch and get it down to hopefully erect up a small tower in place of the mast that he had strapped to the porch. So we had four or five guys get that down safely into his yard where he's going to start prepping for the next round. And other than that, not been doing too much in the hobby other than trying to keep the SDR running and keep an antenna on the air for it. So that being said, I will say this is K1RA for the FARA Net. Thank you, everyone, for joining us tonight. If you'd like further information regarding tonight's net or information on FARA or our club, please visit our website at w4va.org. or send an email to FARANET, that's FARANET, at w4va.org. This is K1RA closing the FARANET and returning the repeater to normal use. I will say that for those who have 70 centimeters, we use a roll call on our 70 centimeter UHF repeater, 442.250. There to go over, I'll just make a quick call for check-ins only, and that will be it. 73 all, and have a good night.
All right, K1HTV.
Go ahead.
Yeah, the audio sounds very good on this tonight, the way you did it. Question about Gordon's and the tower. How high was the approval? The approval was for how high an antenna, how tall a tower, I should say, over?
I think that's all still TBD. The goal was to get it down, get the mast down. So no further information at this point in time. And thanks for the audio quality comment. I'm not using EchoLink. I'm using something called IAX, which is a little bit higher quality of voice connection to our repeater controller. So using the headset microphone on the PC here tonight.
Very good. Yeah, more consistent audio. Usually when you're on HT, your levels go from strong to down into the noise, not into the noise, but your like almost like you need some compression, but this sounded good being right at the mic. All right, let's go to 70 centimeters. K1HTV, clear.
Okay, again, anybody wishing to follow us over to the 70 centimeter repeater, 442.250, same PL, K1RA, QSY.
I guess I missed the net, K2PI.
Or K1HTV, yep, you just missed. We just came back from 70 centimeters after a quick roll call after the net.
All right, well, I got busy remotely troubleshooting my my brother-in-law's PC, and time goes away pretty fast when you're doing stuff like that.
I know what you mean. I heard somebody talking about, maybe it was you or Andy, about additional stations that are in the mesh network now, or is that the case, or is that going to be for the future?
Well, so far it's just an MB3A is the only other station that I know of.
Are you able to copy him as well?
Oh, yeah, I can see him. I haven't chatted with him yet, like I have Andy, but I see his signal.
How do you chat on, say you make a connection to another mesh station? I guess you'll talk about this at the, in your talk. I hope to make it. I've got a nice Columbus dinner that week, I think. Although the bulletin, the church bulletin has it on the first Thursday of the month. I think that's a mistake. But anyway, I'll get over there hopefully soon enough to catch most, probably all your talk. But how is data passed? I mean, do you type data in, or is just how does it work? I know you can see each other's signals, but how do you communicate?
Yeah, the MeshTastic app connects to Bluetooth to the device, and it's got a chat. It's got a chat window in it.
Very good. And what's the typical? What's the baud rate when signals are really weak like this? Can you do? Is it as fast as FT8, like 13 characters every 15 seconds, or what is it?
No, it's almost instantaneous. I mean, it's a low bit rate, but I mean for text, you know, the other guy hits enter and you see it almost immediately. It's fast enough. It's just so much redundancy that it's not going to send a large file or anything like that. But for text, it's really not that much. So that's pretty fast. I wanted to mention on the ninth thing, I don't have an ID. They sent me the wrong person's ID. I asked them to send me a new ID, and they've ignored my emails. They also sent me a message saying I hadn't paid my dues, and so I sent them back a copy of the check that they cashed with my dues back at the beginning of the year. I don't know who's running, who's the treasurer, who's ever running that the membership thing, but Lafroy or whatever his name is, he does not respond.
The fellow you need to talk, you need to send it to is Steve Latoil. That's the way you pronounce it, Latoil. Steve, yeah, he just brought some badges in the last meeting. Is that the one you talk about, Steve, or that's the one you've not gotten a response from?
Yeah, Steve, I sent him a letter. And then I sent him an email, and he hasn't responded to either. I think he's embarrassed because he asked me for money, and I had paid. And then he sent me the wrong ID card with somebody else's name on it, and I asked for another one, and he didn't send me it. So I'll wait and see what happens at the beginning of the year. Maybe I'll get a card again.
He's at the 7:30 match. I'll see him. He's one of my ushers. So I will talk to Steve and see what's happening, what's up. Hopefully you get the badge and verification that the check, you have the check, cancel check, or the indication that you did pay. So very good. Let's see. So anyway, the text being sent, being able to send text, unlike packet, is there any if you lose a packet, or if you lose, I mean, do you lose the? Is there any kind of checking if the data doesn't go through? Does it retry?
It does not. It's like UDP, right? If you know the difference between TCP/IP and UDP, TCP/IP is an end-to-end protocol that requires ACKs and NACs, and you know you send a message and you'll get a confirmation whether it received. UDP is just sort of universal datagram protocol. It just basically blindly sends and assume the other side receives. MeshTastic's like that.
Roger. It's like PSK31. You send it, it gets QRM, you don't get the rest of it. Okay. Very good. Well, I'll be looking forward to your talk, and hopefully you make it. I'll be able to do it. I'm just looking at 6 meters right now, waiting for see if I can get any decodes from 3V9 GJ. Lance Collister out. It was W7 GJ. He's in Rodriguez Island right now, and I can see a very, very weak trace of the waterfall at 1500 hertz, which is the tone he's using. But I see no decodes at all. He's very, very weak. He has a 9-element Yagi, 1500 watts, and he's faced with noise looking east, looking west across the city that he's operating just east of, and that noise is really killing him. People are copying him here with a quad of 6-meter Yagis, but he's not hearing very much because of the noise.
180 KQPI. Rodriguez Island is quite a ways away, though, isn't it?
Sure, it's east of Madagascar.
I was going to say, you're not hearing him.
I can see a trace with the Yagi, with my 7-element stack, the pair of 7-element Yagis in phase, aimed in his direction. I can see a very, very weak trace occasionally. I'm sure there's a lot of rotation, a lot of Doppler, not Doppler, but a lot of Faraday rotation. So I don't see it all the time, but I can see there's somebody at 1500 in the correct cycles. He's transmitting a minute using the Q65A mode with 60-second sequencing. So he's at 50.190, but it takes an antenna with maybe some horizon gain. You can get a couple dV right at the horizon, and he's hoping for that. His moonset is another, I guess, hour or so, and at that point, he may get a little bit of horizon gain where the direct signal from the Yagi and the bounce signal from the bouncing off the Earth and then back up and combining, there's a possibility of a small amount of gain over there. That sometimes an extra 1 dB, 2 dB makes a difference, but he's got mainly receive problems. That's the problem he's faced with right now.
And, wow, that's amazing. I wouldn't expect you would have heard him at all. I thought there was no F2 at all going on.
He's got maybe 20, 30 guys right now looking for him. We're all on ON4 KST reflector on the EME chat page, and everybody sets up a different tone frequency. Mine's up at 2600. They vary from 500 all the way up, and he has internet there, so he knows who's on each tone frequency. He can see where there's activity, and of course he has to be able to decode it to complete a contact. I believe he's made a couple with stations in Australia, I think one in Brazil. But again, a number of states I'd have heard him, but he's just not hearing, so it's unfortunate because he spent a fortune to get over there.
Not F2, it's EME.
Say F2?
That's what I was thinking you were talking about, Rich. That's why I was a little astonished.
EME.
A totally different thing.
Of course it is, yeah. That's why I'm seeing him using Q65. You don't use Q65 on EME or on F2. Yeah, Q65, 6 meters, 60-second cycling, and usually sketch. By the way, Harv, the other day, K8, I think it was N8RX or NHCX was calling CQ on the frequency that 50.190. And I'm saying, well, I actually decoded somebody. So I swung the beam around, called him with 20 watts and worked him. He's out in Ohio. So Q65A with 60-second sequencing, you can work quite a bit out with low power, probably quite reliably.
I didn't hear the Q65 part. I was just thinking you were, what, it was FT8, and that's all I was listening to. So, I've worked the guys up in Connecticut, you know, with 5 watts. I forgot to turn the amplifier on. I was working a whole bunch of people up in Connecticut and New York with 5 watts on FT8 on 2 meters. So it does work, which tells me the antenna's doing okay. But I did not have any luck out to the west, and I'm pretty disappointed with that. All right, Rich, I'll let you go. I missed the net, I guess Sunday, the next one. I'll catch you later on then, and good hearing you. Good luck getting that guy. K1HTV, K2PI.
Okay, very good. K2PI, K1HTV, with K1RA, who ran the net, and he did it via not Echolink, not All-Star, but yet another way of getting into the repeater, and the quality was excellent, and it worked out very well. Let's see. Yeah, the I don't think that probably slim to zero chance of working him because he's not hearing well. He's not hearing the quads running 1500 watts. I'm running 800 watts in a pair, I'm still listening. I can see it. Now the trace is going away now, so maybe I actually do have to swing the beam a little bit. So got to keep an eye on the beam. The moon does move. Over to you, Andy, if you're there, Q1HTV.
I could hear the confusion between you talking about F2 versus what might have been F2, but not. Okay, have a good night, guys. I'm going to check out 73. Harv, over to you, K1RE.
Yeah, now you understand why I was a little I was definitely befuddled. I couldn't understand why your dad wasn't, you ready to write it in to QST. It sounded pretty astonishing, but now once I understood it was moon bounce, it's different case entirely. Still very great, but not what I was thinking of. 73 gents, I'm just playing around with the loop here on the NDB bands. That LZ1AQ loop, I rebuilt my two loops, and I used copper piping, air conditioning copper piping. I don't know if they're any better. They're definitely more sturdy, but I'm just very, very impressed with this loop amplifier. It is quite an inexpensive way to get an excellent receive loop. I'm really amazed at what you can hear and hear well. So, anyway, maybe I'll write that up a little bit. 73 K2PI.
You had Harv K1HTV clear.
Hey, Steven, good to see you. You gave up your transmit slot?
Yeah, I'm just hearing the problem he's running into with the noise across the city. He's not hearing the quads with 1500 watts, and then until I start hearing him, I'm not going to waste my power and cause more. This chance of him hearing me is slim to none.
I certainly haven't even tried to transmit. I mean, I'm seeing every decode from KHCX, but out in EN91, but I'm not seeing anything here with my elevated noise floor.
Roger. Well, I can see at 1500. I'm seeing occasionally on the right cycle. I'm seeing a couple of the yellow vertical yellow dots. I've got it set so the N average is like 15, and then the try to get it so it's all blue screen and just a few little dots showing. And I've seen a number of times, especially yesterday near the end. The last 3 or 4 minutes I was able to see, but I could not decode it. I didn't even see the sync signal down below, but I could see little dots right at 1500, which is where he was. So, we'll see. Well, maybe, I'll get some horizon gain. Well, we're past my horizon up to 10 degrees already. So, I guess if it gets up high enough, I can put them, flip to the bop position, both out of phase. But right now it's on high. I guess I should try the bit position and see what happens. All right, see you later. W3IP, K1HTV.
Go up. See ya. W3IP.